This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
So any sense of fluidity will be pure fiction. I apologize for that. The notes are very rough. Novalis quote, "In human consciousness, there is also an organ of immortality." If these notes had a title, it would have been certainly, "Where is My Green Crayon?" I was very moved by Scott Faber's appeal to us for a building that would relieve autism. And also, because I don't think we've broken through as cordinologists to the therapeutic. In fact, disease also stems from reversible destiny-like procedures, mutation, permutation, aberrant expression, lesion sequence changes, breakages, deletions. Do we know what we're doing? We're leaving the endogenous base, the internal alchemy, to tamper, tinker, tweak, overturn. Just because it's art doesn't make it aloof to the issue of doing harm. Because living on and on is to be somatic, how can we say reversible destiny is working if it is not directly influencing the material of which chromosomes are composed, that which is programmed to terminate individual in favor of kind? What I've heard one speaker after another say, in her or his own words, for reversible destiny to work, the way to genotype is necessarily through phenotype. That's the reversal. Reversible destiny is phenotypic plasticity, which could be described as cells' ability to change their behavior in response to internal or environmental cues. Creativity acting back on genotype of current users. The way to care for future generations is to make sure no one of us rots away. Reversible destiny is genotype arising from phenotype, reversal of developmental biology. And I was very struck by the at the end of Stanley Shostak's very brilliant and hopeful presentation that he left our fate to conventional evolutionary forces. Differentiation is terminal. It's true for cells, it's true for sound, it's true for us. Body is that which is discontinued. Once we leave potential and actualize, once we leave totipotence and omnipotence, we die. To decide is to die. To not decide to not die is even deader. Kind, as in species, used to be continuous. Given the crisis we're in, individuals have brought kind to the point of discontinuation or extinction. The work of reversible destiny is to return the gift of continuity to kind by making individual continuous. To date, this is contrary to nature. We're no longer assured the species will live on. Non-somatic, everlasting life, which is there for the asking, is, for the purpose of this conference, too little to ask. What's at stake here is somatic ongoingness. Somatic ongoingness is not possible without changing what we are genetically, without changing what makes us what we are. Some notes on the the Mesopheric Lexicon of Arakawa and Ginz. It's an incredible profusion of terms that give us a way to proceed. Into this way to proceed, they release the ultimate question or proposition, how not to die. This way of proceeding, this allowing tendency, makes no claim of answering or solving the proposition. It couldn't. Its work is to coordinate or organize its inquiry and the possibility. The language of biotopology is ambiguous because it wittingly, unwittingly recognizes that determinate language is terminal. It recognizes that discrete being, by nature, is annihilated into ambient energy. Biotopology has developed a language in which discrete being potentially does not dissolve into all energy, and is thus perhaps the first Western non-dual language since Parmenides. Yesterday at lunch, Arakawa mentioned he made reference to a person who he knew who has leukemia, and he stated that this is a quote: "Oh, this can be fixed from the outside. Fixing from the outside, this exogenous fix is biotopological. What is utterly new about its non-dual language is the inclusion of architecture. In non-dual contemplative practices, material is an emergent property of consciousness. Biotopology posits not dying as an epiphenomenon of architecture. My question is, how can architecture, for which not dying is a desired result, be linked to the genetic material that must be changed in order that architecture bring about this desired result, particularly when results are terminal? We want these genomic changes brought to pass within our lifetimes. This is terribly counter-genetic. The layer I'm going to add to biotopology as a kind of scaling issue is the epigenetic. The genome itself is static, inarticulate, and dumb. It's the same in every cell. The epigenome is the silencing, signaling surround of the genome. Genome is like the notes of the scale, the ABCs. Epigenome is composition. And the environment is the epigenome's biosphere. There are a number of reasons I think the epigenome is the key to biotopology. Epigenetics is at the heart of phenotypic variation. Epigenetics is the link between environment and genetic process. It bridges the gap between social and biological process. Epigenetics is any process that alters gene activity without changing the DNA sequence and leads to modifications that can be transmitted to daughter cells. It basically interacts with cell division to set up permanent changes or changes directly in the individual that are potentially heritable for subsequent generations. Aberrant epigenetics is linked to aging and disease. Causes of epigenetic change include heavy metals, pesticides, diesel exhaust, tobacco smoke, viruses, behavior, nutrients, licking, grooming, nursing, mothering, fathering. Why not architecture? Why not built environment? So proposals or additions to the biotopological might include these following procedures: architectural licking, phenotypic foray, post-adaptation short-term genome reset, biotopological toxicity silencing, over-focus override, expressive language delivery divinatory device, reversible phenotypic totter, non-pathological paramutation teether, trait, tentative genome expression, reprogrammed omniscape, mesopheric mass energy, action potent enough to influence germline artwork. Non-cognitive, presensory direct resonance, angelic individuation, secluded intersubjectivity. Once subjectivity recognized as one, immediate swinging open the door of life at will, atmosphere. Thank you.